Om Shanti. This is Yavyaktavani of 2nd November 2004 in the series of Mera Baba. The heading is Drill, I am an Angel and Becoming a Deity. Now, all of you, in 1 second, not even 1 minute, but 1 second. Not even 1 minute, but 1 second, experience the drill of the mind, I am an angel and becoming a deity. Perform this drill of a second again and again throughout the day. Just as physical drill makes your body strong, so too the drill of the mind will make your mind powerful. I am an angel. I am an angelic soul who is detached from this old world, the old body and sanskars of the old body. So, this is the Avyakta Murli of 2nd November 2004. Baba is teaching us one drill. He is a drill master. So, he is teaching us a drill. The drill is, I am an angel and I am becoming a deity. Last Sunday's Murli, Baba had said, through the eye of knowledge, you have to see three forms of your present, your deity form, and that form of yours where you are worshipped as non-living images. Now, all of you, in 1 second, not even 1 minute, but 1 second, experience the drill of the mind. I am an angel and becoming a deity. Perform this drill of a second again and again throughout the day. Just as physical drill makes your body strong, so too, the drill of the mind will make your mind powerful. I am an angel. I am an angelic soul who is detached from this old world, old body and sanskars of the old body. So this is the drill Baba is teaching us. There are three types of drills. First, physical drill. Second, mental drill. And third, spiritual drill. First is physical drill. Physical drill also means physical exercise. First of all, we'll discuss about physical drill. Then we'll come to mental drill. And then we will discuss spiritual drill. So first, body. Second, mind. And third, soul. What happens when we do physical exercise? Or, to put it simply, what are the benefits of exercise? Fitness, one. Then, health, alertness, strength. Then, flexibility. Then, it increases your immunity power. Then, it increases your disease resistance power, the same thing. Then, what else exercise does? Physical, at the physical. In exercise also, different levels. When you do exercise, it does something to the body, it does something to your mind, it does something to your thoughts, something to your emotions, something also to your soul. So, in exercise also, there are various benefits. So, first benefits of exercise are on the body. You become physically fit. You do not fall sick on and off. You develop your disease resistance power. Flexibility comes, vitality comes. You remain fresh. You become strong. Okay? Suppose you don't exercise, your muscles become flabby. So exercise is must to keep yourself fit. One more important thing is, when you exercise, it also helps you in weight reduction. Weight reduction. When you exercise, it also helps you prevent illnesses. It also helps you to keep diseases in check. Your sugars may come down, your BP would get okay, your cholesterol will reduce. So many benefits. One is the level of body. Second is the level of mind. You feel fresh. That vitality comes back to you. That return of zeal and zest in life. Again, when you exercise, it also creates creativity, renewal, revival. You become more creative when you exercise. Just imagine you are feeling dull and drab, and then you go to a gym or you do some jogging or walking. After that, some hormones are released, and then you start feeling better. It helps you to get rid of depression. It helps you to get rid of stress. It helps you to detox yourself. It helps you to reduce the stresses and tensions of life. All these things happen. What else? Exercise does what? Anything else? Longevity. Longevity. It increases longevity. You are able to live for a longer time. Okay, then?
Zeal
and enthusiasm, we said. Then? Vitality, we said. Then? What else? Exercise. Yeah? We said that. Then? These are all the benefits of doing physical exercise. Then exercise that can be divided depending on the separate diseases. Okay. Second is mental exercise. What is mental exercise?
Relax of your mind.
Relax
of your mind.
Mental exercises.
Solving puzzles.
Solving puzzles, brain teasers. Okay. Remembering something. Remembering one poetry by heart. These are mental exercises. Remembering complete slogan of Murli. Remembering complete blessing of the Murli. Remembering question and remembering answer. Remembering Murli. This is a great mental exercise. Because memory is like a muscle. You know, you have to exercise, otherwise it will become flabby. That's why every day make it a point that you remember certain things. You making mental charts, making mental maps, visualizing things, trying to remember things. Remembering roads, remembering addresses, remembering names of people, remembering places, all memory power. This is known as memory power exercises. You have to have a very strong memory. Because everything depends on Smriti, Baba said yesterday's blessing. Whatever is your Smriti will be your Sthiti. So it depends everything. So you have to make ways and means. Like if you know things, if you have strong memory, you know things. If you go to some place, you just go once and then you remember it forever. Which way to turn, right or left. Otherwise you keep on just roaming around. Keeping on asking people again and again the same question. So you should also have a very strong memory. For that you have to do certain memory training techniques or exercises every day. Solving puzzles. Trying to remember place. Suppose you heard this class. After this class, any class for that matter, just for some time try to remember what were the important points in that class. This is trying to recall something. Trying to remember something. This is mental exercise. What else in mental exercises? Mental brain teasers. Churning is also mental exercise.
Painting.
All creative activities. Painting, drawing, gardening, anything which is creative, anything which is new, anything which you have not, learning new language. This is the greatest creative activity, where your mind is busy. You learn so many new things. So always make it a point that every day you must learn new words, new language, new ways of putting things into context, all those things. Churning, writing, reading. Writing with left hand, if you are right-handed. Something new. You have to bring newness so that your mind otherwise, you know, it becomes dull. It has a tendency. It wants to take the path of least resistance. This is the propensity of mind. It doesn't want any trouble. But we have to teach mind to take path of most resistance so that it learns. So, bringing creativity. Then what else in mental training? Visualization, affirmations, then? Long drive, okay, walking, long drive, that also will bring some creativity. Or, whilst walking, describing all the things in your mind, what you are seeing. Okay, suppose you are going for a walk, start describing things, how things are. It's morning, sun is rising, birds are chirping, clouds are there in the sky. Atmosphere is calm, quiet, tranquil. You are describing everything as if you are a reporter who has gone to some scene. You can see those reporters, they stand with a mic and they start describing, now this is happening, now that is happening. Spiritual reporting. You sit and describe. You are sitting in Om Shanti Bhavan, okay? And there is a huge crowd. Dadi is sitting. Describe this scene as if you have to write an article in newspaper. What happened in Om Shanti Bhavan yesterday at 6 PM? You have to describe something, you have to give an article. So you will describe how things are. Dadi is sitting there. Audience, chock-a-block audience sitting. And what she said, summary of that. You must also summarize. This is a mental drill. You heard a class, try to summarize it. Just few important points of the class. 3-4 points from that class. You should be able to tell. This was the class. We heard this class. This was the crux of that. So these are all known as, these are all mental drills. You see some slogan written there. Okay. You try to recall what was it. You go near Shantistam. What's written on Gyanstam? What's written on Shantistam? What's written on Pavitratastam? What is written on Shantistam? Everything, what is written there? You had gone for food in dining. What is written there? What is the slogan written? What are the slogan written here? Trying to know, trying to see things. What is slogan which is written there in front of the Madhuban? All these things, trying to recall things. How many poles are there? Recalling minute things. Yeah. So all these are known as mental drills. So why mental drills are necessary? They will make your mind strong. They will make your mind flexible. They will make your mind energized. That will also keep you busy. Otherwise your mind has a tendency to drift into waste thoughts. This will keep you something busy. Now, if suppose today's homework, for example, if you make it a point that whatever slogans are there in Madhuban, today I have to read them. Not just read, but learn it by rote, by heart. I will know that this is written at this point. I was sitting for food and this was written there. You read it and whilst eating, try to churn that slogan. That whole food, associate food with that slogan. So that that place becomes, you know, once you go to that place, you will know that this slogan is written there. This is a very incognito mental drill that should go on. Okay? So this is known as mental drill. Coming to the third which Baba is saying, this is known as spiritual drill. So just as physical drill or mental drill does to body and mind in the similar manner, this spiritual drill also does so many things to the soul. First, it makes it healthy. Spiritual drill makes soul healthy. Spiritual drill helps soul to get rid of diseases. Spiritual drill helps to make it flexible. Spiritual drill energizes the soul. Spiritual drill fills it with power. Spiritual drill fills it with energy, vitality. It brings creativity. It brings interest. Your soul never gets tired. Soul feels fresh. All these things happen. You are always energetic, always, so that depression will not come. Weight reduction will occur. What weight reduction? You have lot of burden of sinful actions of 84 births. Baba has always said that. That's why soul has become overweight, obese. You have to reduce the weight. There are many avyakta mullis on this, reduction of weight. So soul has to become double light. For becoming double light, you have to practice this drill. This could be anything, one of the drill Baba has given here. Baba has sometimes talked about 5 forms of drill, sometimes he talked about 3 forms of drill, sometimes he say, just practice Soman, just be, get stabilized in soul consciousness, I am soul, and I am spreading out vibrations of peace. Simple drill. Second drill, I am soul, I am going out of this body, entering into supreme abode, in front of the supreme father. I am entering into subtle world, and there I am, doing many things. Baba said, you have picnic with Bab Dada. Sometimes you enter into golden age. You go there, you see the things. See them as if you are actually visualizing them. Sit in that Pushpak Viman. Fly across. come down in the copper age. See, you are sitting there like this and devotees are coming, worshipping you, doing all those paraphernalia of bhakti, doing everything, come to this confluence age at Brahmin life. I am that elevated Brahmin soul, going back and become an angel, give sakash to the whole world, practice being in that angelic state for a long time. So these are all the different drills. Why these are necessary? To get rid of body consciousness, to get detached from this body. Otherwise you are so much attached to this body. We are attached to the body, body, sanskars of the body, religions of the body, relationships of the body, everything which is related to the body. And that's why. If you want to get detached from this body, simply one thing is not going to help. I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. How long you are going to practice this? You need variety. You need something different. So you practice this drill again and again, again and again. You can have different drills for different times. While you are riding, have different drill. While you are taking bath, have different drill. While you are sitting in Murli, have different thought. While you are going for walk, have different thought. While you are interacting with people, have different thought. While you are doing your service, have some thought. Some thought of self-respect, some thought of Swaman. So these are all drills which are necessary. What else? Drill does to the soul? It is a lift to the soul. Otherwise, soul has a tendency again to go down into despair, despondency, depression. You need to uplift the soul up. And for this, these drills are necessary. Then, happiness increases. Your bodily health also increases, your physical health increases, your mental health increases, you become more cheerful, more happy, you are able to, even if diseases are there, you are able to deal with those incurable diseases in a very different manner, very different perspective. Then, what else? Soul consciousness automatically, because when you practice Swaman, it is a self-conscious state. So your soul consciousness increases, and the cause of all the sorrow in the world is body consciousness. We are sorrowful, we are unhappy, there is a misery in life. Number one cause is body consciousness. When we want to get rid of it, Baba has always told in Murli, only one thing you have to do, be soul conscious. Otherwise, there is so many vices and we keep on struggling with those vices. Sometimes one vice goes, so another raises its ugly hood. Sometimes this, sometimes that, sometimes that, sometimes carelessness, sometimes laziness, sometimes jealousy, sometimes inferiority complex, something or other comes to us. So that is why main thing is soul consciousness, and the practice of this spiritual drill is all about soul consciousness. What else? If you are not prepared, in the last, at the time of destruction, the final annihilation, it will be a play of 1 second. You should have the practice of coming into the body and going out of the body in 1 second. Baba said, not even a minute. 1 second. I am here this moment, next moment I am not there. Coming into silence, coming into sound and going out of, beyond sound. This is the practice everybody should have. So it's very important for that final, it is a final preparation actually, to do spiritual drill. Then what else? Your stage automatically gets elevated. You don't have to, you come out of those lower stages of struggle. You know, people are struggling with the vices. Sometimes lust comes, sometimes anger comes, sometimes greed comes, sometimes avarice comes, sometimes attachment, something or other. Sometimes they become egoistic and then they repent, and sometimes they speak those words they should not have spoken. Something or other, sometimes they criticize and suffer from n number of things. So automatically, your stage is elevated. Okay? What else? Help. You can help others. When you are soul conscious, automatically you become a searchlight for the world. Automatically you become that beacon for the world. People will follow you. Because you are soul conscious. You are so stable. People have seen you that there is a situation of upheaval, trial and tribulation, and yet you remain unruffled, unrattled. So in that situation, you automatically, without even teaching, you become a source of inspiration, you become ideal. Okay, what else? You remain busy, she said. You remain busy when you practice spiritual drill. Keep on having drills, drills, drills. Even though sometimes it may appear tiring, but the benefits are lucratic. So that's why keep on remaining busy. Then what else? You feel light. You feel double light. That heaviness, you know, otherwise the mind is heavy always. You feel light. But you have to practice it for long. It's not that one day you do, it's not a fashion or fad. You practice one day, next day you give up. It's not like that. It's a perennial, it's a continuous incessant efforts. Incessant drill you have to do. Again, what else? Last and then we'll stop. We start with responding rather than reacting. Reaction is always wrong. Reaction is impulsive. You react means without thinking. Somebody said to you something, wait. Don't be in a hurry. Otherwise, these fingers have become so, you know, they have no patience. They just want to type. But you can see, people always typing messages. Because they are in a hurry to answer. Wait. Huh? Instant service. Somebody has said something to you, they have no, immediately they will give the answer. Tit for tat. You said this to me? Say this. Now see what I say. This, this finger, something need to be done for this. And the people type, we can see, they type with both hands and they type so fast. As if, you know, in our hospital, if some patient is unruly, some patient is violent, and he's pulling this and lines, we give him boxing bandage. Boxing bandage means like this, make the hand like this, tie a bandage, put a cotton inside, and the hand will become like this. So I think the need has come for this, to give boxing bandage to humanity. So otherwise they keep on always, immediately. Even small children, they have, you know, in that cradle, they have a tendency to take out the lines. So, boxing bandage, like this. Now do whatever. You can't take out anything, nor you can remove the periline. Nothing, you make the hand like this. So, some people have got such a strong habit, they immediately want to respond, react. The moment something has come, oh, he has said this to me, let me. Now, let's see. So, you start responding. Response is always after thinking. Premeditated. It is known as premeditated. And reaction is impulsive, without thinking. You just respond and then you repent. You say, oh, why did I say this? I should not have. But in the heat of the moment, you can't control yourself. And you just blurt out, you just say something or scribble something and then you keep on repenting. So, crux of the matter is, nitty gritty, is practice all the three drills, not just one. Have physical exercise so that you can remain healthy. You should have a healthy body for doing good effort. Otherwise, if you keep on falling sick, how can you do efforts? It's not possible. You should have a very healthy body. Healthy food, healthy body. One. Second, mental drill. Keep remembering things. Don't just read. Remember what Baba said. What is today's question? What is today's blessing? What is the essence? First, second, try to remember. You will find it is a difficult task to start with, but gradually it will become easy. But you try to remember things. People say, why you remember? Baba never told to learn by heart things. Why you do all these things? And by this, you are not going to become yogi. Okay, we are not going to become yogi, but mind will remain busy in that at least. Mind will remain busy in that and your memory power will increase. You will start devise methods to remember things. So that's why mental drill is necessary. Keep on solving those brain teasers. You know? Learn crossword, learn new words, learn new language, learn new art. Whether it is a laptop or something, Photoshop-y, Coral Draw, anything, driving, swimming, gardening, typing Hindi, typing in Hindi or English, whatever, fast typing, anything. Learn new, that will involve brain. Okay? And third, spiritual drill. Keep on practicing different self-respects. Take different self-respects, make new drill. Every day you should have a new drill. Don't keep on repeating the same drill. I am soul. I am peaceful soul. Have newness. I am angel of peace. I am incarnation of peace. I am Shanti Kund. I am sacred place of peace. Different. I am peace messenger. I am world peace maker. I have come to establish peace on this earth. Different. In the peace itself, you can have so many different varieties. Don't keep on saying, I am peaceful soul, I am peaceful soul, I am peaceful soul, I am peaceful soul. We are repeating the same from last 10 years. I am going beyond this, the earth, the moon, the sky, and then going and reaching subtle world and reaching my home. And then, Baba, you are ocean of love, or ocean of happiness, you are ocean of this, you are ocean of that. You are this and you are that and I am back. Have some newness in yoga, in meditation, in your drills. Okay? Om Shanti.